Hey guys, it's May 17th. Welcome to Pray Today. We have been spending several days now in Matthew chapter 5. I've shared with you, this is one of my favorite chapters in the entire, if not my favorite chapter in the entire Bible. It is so full of things that we can do as followers of Jesus to be more like him. In fact, it's all mostly Jesus's words that are said in here. I love his direct teaching, the red letters in our Bibles that tell the words that Jesus said. I kind of skipped over it yesterday just a little bit when it came to loving others. But I'll go over it again. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Let's think about persecution. Now, obviously, there are people in this world who suffer persecution that you or I could never fully imagine or grasp. There are people who, simply by saying they're a follower of Jesus, risk their very lives, the lives of their families. And so I even feel kind of guilty sometimes when I think about the persecution that I and Americans have when it comes to our faith. But if we're really truly looking at what persecution is, it is people opposing us and unfairly treating us, in our case, specifically for our faith. Now, it is no secret that our world and our country is becoming more and more anti-Christian. You know, there were many, many years in America where it was okay and accepted by most to be Christians. And we are quickly moving, as England has, to become a post-Christian country, which is so very sad. And to think that as that happens, God will continue to remove his hand of blessing from those who invite him to leave. And so we are seeing the ramifications of that. When we think of persecution today for Christians, now, granted, if we post something online with our faith, and there's a very good chance if we have many followers or if it's public information that people can see, that we will receive from some very angry people, some very discouraging and evil-minded and evil-worded things that persecute us specifically for our faith. Now, it's also no secret that more and more we are being persecuted for following the Word of God and what the Bible says about things such as human life and sexuality. And more Christians are being persecuted and name-called, and there are rules and laws and things going crazy about not just accepting others or loving others, but condoning behaviors and lifestyles that the Bible's very clear are not God's desire and are sin. And so I wish I could tell you today that we will be persecuted less in the future, but I think it's going to be just the opposite. We don't have to look far to see that we are, if we're truly following the Word of God. We're already persecuted, and we will be persecuted more. I want to encourage you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Not just fight against people, but to pray for them and to love them. And I'll be honest with you, I really stink at this. I really stink at not just feeling angry towards the persecution of myself and other Christians. This is something that I'm working on, and I'd like to pray about that with you today. Lord Jesus, you ask us to do some really hard things, things that there's a lot of times I wish weren't in your word because they're hard. And one of those things that stands out to me is forgiving others who have hurt us. especially when I don't feel that they deserve it or if they're not sorry. But Lord, in this case, those who persecute me and my friends in Christ, Lord, as it continues to regress in our nation, may we be reminded that those people who are angry and who are vicious towards Christians are that way because Christ is not in their lives. And Lord, I just pray that you'd give me the strength to pray for those who persecute me. Not that you call us to be doormats for people to walk on. We know, though, we are to turn the other cheek, as it also says in Matthew 5. And we know that we are to love our enemies with the love of Jesus and to pray for them. So right now, God, we pray for those who persecute us. We pray for politicians and people who make decisions that are very clearly against what your word says, that causes persecution as a result. Lord, we pray for those people. We pray for your softening of their heart. We pray for this country and those people to have an understanding that God-shaped hole is only filled by you. And Father, I just pray that you would soften our hearts towards those who persecute us. And may we respond not in anger. We know that there are times for righteous anger, and give us strength in those circumstances and wisdom in how to handle it. But Lord, may we continue to put on love, forgiveness, and to pray for those people, Lord, those people who persecute us. God, we just pray for them today that somehow you would soften their hearts and reveal yourself to them in such a way that it's undeniable of who you are and what your desire is for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.